Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's go now to Missouri, where people are still waiting to hear word from the grand jury. Will it bring charges against Darren Wilson, the Ferguson police officer who shot and killed Michael Brown, or won't it? Local and national leaders, including the U.S. Attorney General, have been calling for calm. At least one school district has canceled classes. Yamiche Alcindor is a reporter for USA Today, and she's been covering the story since the protests broke out in August. She joins us from Ferguson. Welcome to Here Now.
Thank you.
So we thought the decision was going to happen this weekend, and then it didn't. So I wonder, what's the mood like in Ferguson and around St. Louis?
I think people are starting to really feel worn down. People are just so anxious, and it's really all people are talking about. Every corner, every beauty salon, every gas station, everyone's wondering, when is this going to come out? I think even the school children are wondering, you know, how is this going to affect our school? How is this going to affect my life? So I think everyone here is kind of on edge and is really hoping that this decision comes sooner than later.
So tell us about those schools. We've heard that some have closed, waiting for the decision to come. What was the thinking behind that?
When I talked to the superintendent of one of the school districts who closed, she said that it was really cautionary. They wanted their children to be as safe as possible. And part of that was that they didn't want them to be caught in any protests or any clashes with police officers like the ones we saw in during the summer. So I think the schools are really concerned about the kids, not only just concerned about their safety, but there's also this idea that kids here need a break. They've been living with this for so long since August. They've been having to talk about this in their schools. People have been having to interview them all the time. So I think the schools also thought that even if the decision didn't come, that they needed the extra couple days to just sit at home with their family.
Yeah, especially around the holidays. Now, we should probably say the grand jury technically has until January to make the decision. But we have heard that some people are complaining about what is considered a delay now, that it's an attempt to repress protests, maybe as the weather gets colder, as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Have you been hearing that, too?
Yes, some protesters have been telling me that they think that there's somewhat of a conspiracy between the prosecutor and cops, that if they hold it closer to Thanksgiving or even on Thanksgiving Day, that they think people won't be protesting because it'll be cold or it'll be a holiday. So I think a lot of protesters are thinking, you know, there's something behind this, especially because this grand jury has operated in a different way. They're seeing all this evidence. Usually grand juries don't see all the evidence that they're seeing. But also the other part that protesters are talking about is the idea that we're talking about 12 people who are going to be deliberating, and that takes time. So the idea that you're going to have 12 people voting on the biggest case almost in the nation right now, people I think also understand that might take some time.
Yeah, and regardless of what the grand jury decides, yes to indict or no, are people expecting protests?
Yes, I think people are expecting protests either way, mainly because I think that there are going to be two camps of people. And even though the people that have really been out in the front and been the most visible are the supporters of Michael Brown's family, I think that if Officer Darren Wilson is indicted, there's two things. You might see celebrations from the protesters who have been calling for him to be arrested for months now, but you might also see supporters of Darren Wilson come out and protest it and ask why he was indicted.
Yeah. And can you talk about these rules of engagement? Now, the protesters have been talking with police. They've come to some form of an agreement. So if there are protests, they'll be operating under a certain set of rules.
There is a certain set of rules. They've been asking for these 19 rules of engagement. Some of the key ones that officers have agreed to, they've agreed to about 11 of them, are that, you know, the preservation of human life is going to be the most important thing, and that there's going to be open line of communication. So if things really get escalated, there's going to be at least a couple protesters who can dialogue with officers, even in the heat of the moment. So I think those things are really, really important. But what protesters really wanted, which they didn't get, police refused to say that they would not use tear gas, not use armored cars, that they would not use riot gear as a last resort, because police are saying that those tools are things that might keep people safe, and that they can't say that they're not going to use those things because in the heat of the moment, they might really need them.
Yeah. And Yamiche, as all this is happening in Ferguson, of course, we're hearing about the 12-year-old boy in Cleveland who was shot and killed by a police officer. The boy was carrying a replica gun. He died. In New York, a 28-year-old man was shot and killed in a stairway in a Brooklyn housing project. Are these events trickling down to the conversation in Ferguson?
They're definitely trickling down. And I would even say that they're very much present in the protest, because I think what we're seeing is really a growing number of people that the protesters are including in their demands. So not only that, but there's also John Crawford in Ohio that was shot in a Walmart. There are all these different names that protesters are starting to add to the list of people that they think have been wrongfully killed by police. And last night, as they were protesting and walking through the streets of St. Louis, they actually had a moment of silence for the 12-year-old boy in Cleveland. So you see, not only are they mentioning their names, but they're actually stopping and having these moments of silence for people.
You're heading to Clayton today, where the grand jury is meeting. Are we any closer to knowing when they'll come down with that decision?
The sources I have tell me that we're not really any closer to knowing because, again, we're talking about people who are deliberating. So the people that I know that and the sources that I talk to are very close to this. And even they say that, you know, we don't know when this could happen.
All right. Yeah, Michelle Sindor, a national reporter for USA Today in Ferguson. Thanks so much.
Thanks.